Okay, people, welcome back.
Back into the new year.
We're back.
We're back. I'm into the singing this year. Let's go. Do we need to restart this? No, I'm loving it.
Okay, great. I hope you enjoyed our little show. A couple weeks ago, you guys, we were talking all about routines. And we were really thinking about it like well-rounded, all the routines we would want you to implement in your life and all the categories that we feel like are really going to help you be fulfilled and thriving this year. And now we're going to like really get into the nitty-gritty of that back in the business lane, what routines you need to have set, why they're going to support you and help you reach your goals this year. So routine is what it's all about. Shayna, what are the categories of the routines that every business owner needs to like have on the calendar and be accountable to?
Yeah, there's two main buckets. There's a routine for your internal projects to keep those flowing smoothly. And there's a routine as the business owner for the foundation of the business in what that needs. And what I want to say is I talk to business owners so often, and you know, Evelyn, I love my routine.
Oh, yeah.
I actually feel like I throw a little bit of a tantrum. My husband would probably admit that I throw a little bit of a tantrum when my routine gets knocked off or not on schedule. But I do think it really is the key to success. And when I'm talking to designers, most designers want a routine. They crave that.
Mm-hmm.
They've failed at it. I was on a recent onboarding where the husband was trying not to crack up, listening to his wife speak about locking into a routine or joining the 5 a.m. club, as I say it. So the other side of this is accountability, making sure you put systems and people around you that help you hold yourself accountable. So today I feel like is going to be a fun workshop where realistically in your second meeting of assistant onboarding, if you're working with our team, this is kind of the call I run, which is to personalize a routine, help you hold yourself accountable to it by implementing an assistant that's going to make it a non-negotiable thing and report to us if it's not succeeding and come in on a high level.
You know, that's so funny that you say that, because that's, I would say, the objection. And they don't even mean it as an objection. It's like, yes, yes, I get it, routine. But that's the objection we hear the most, is like, but every day is so different, or a fire always comes up, or like, what do I do when? When you treat it as a non-negotiable, you're in charge. Yes, you can intentionally move something around because you know it's the right thing for you that particular day. But when you treat it like a non-negotiable that is not going to budge no matter what, even just that shift, wait a second, there was always room for this. I was just letting other things shove and bump their way in. It's pretty amazing what you really can stick to when you treat it like that non-negotiable that it should be.
You know what I think is so amazing?
Tell me.
How many excuses live out there for all the reasons why you cannot commit to it? There's no excuses. You make something that works for you. If it can't work for you, you adjust the strategy. That's it. You solve around the problem. Don't stay focused on whatever that excuse is or that reason being where it couldn't happen. And also don't judge yourself about it. It's okay. Even if it means that that level of accountability makes your process lesser efficient than it could be, let it go. Let it go. Because consistency to this routine is going to be the key to you re-listening this episode at the end of 2026 and sending us a big fat thank you note of, I needed to hear this and I needed to commit to myself and to this routine and not make excuses. And there's some tricks when I'm working with owners like, hey, if this sounds like you, this is a recurring to-do that's super helpful. And I'm going to go for the biggest one first, Ev. Getting your emails fully worked through by the end of the day and making sure your response time is consistent and flowing. There's also ensuring your time logs are being collected and you're not working like a nonprofit. That's a good one. And not towards the end of the week and trying to work backwards and all the fun things. And making sure that whatever follow-up needed to happen from a meeting inside the day is happening. Biggest life-changing moment, if you're that mom, you know, I'll profile the specifics because this hit home this week, with two young kids and things are falling off. There's inconsistencies because there's always fires. Projects are always taking priorities. You feel like you are constantly on the seat of your pants, just trying to get whatever needs to get done for the next day.
Making it work.
Biggest life-changing thing. Closeout call at the end of your day, scheduled for when you're going to be in the car, preferably either on the way to pick up the kids or picking up the kids. Doesn't matter if there's noise in the background. Who cares? This is your assistant. Doesn't matter. And there is a closeout routine daily of a call that you can be hands-free. Someone is ensuring they're combing through your email inbox, responding to those things, looking at your calendar, ensuring the accountability that those follow-ups went out, and ensuring your time logs are collected. Life-changing to helping you feel in control of your day and making sure those top three priorities happen, which can commonly fall off when you're very busy.
And I love it because I do think that almost bridges the gap between the internal projects and just like the business accountability, because it's going to keep all your correspondence flowing, your retainers managed, and you're staying profitable. It's like right in both categories, and it's in the category of keeping your brain space a little calmer.
Yeah. Daily recurring to do. Doesn't matter if it has to happen different times, different days. That's my life.
And it extends your workday, because where you probably used to think like, oh, now I'm in the car and my day's over. No, there is still something I can be doing in this time that allows me to sign off mentally when I'm signing off physically.
Well, what it really also helps is allowing you that when you park that car and enter your home, you actually can make that switch into whether you're in mom life, land, whatever, or just showing up for your partner, whatever that looks like. You take off one hat and you put on the next one, and it does help you create that boundary without panic, without wheels turning. Did I forget to do something, or whatever the case may be? And granted, that happens here and there, but it becomes rare and it allows you to have that space. So that's a good bridge. Love that, between these two worlds.
Yeah. And also that's a daily frequency, whereas a lot of what we're going to be talking about now are like weekly and monthly frequencies of routines to set into your business. So if that sounded life-changing for you, as it has been for so many, that's a great one to just kick it off with.
And put it on the calendar. I'm going to say this over and over throughout us talking about this. It goes on the calendar and it is non-negotiable. That's it. So if that's you, put it on the calendar. You need an assistant, come to us. Doesn't matter if it's 2 hours a week. That helps you hold yourself accountable. We have clients like that. Or, of course, we have many more clients that do way more than that.
Yeah.
But whatever it is that you need to hold yourself accountable to, get yourself an accountability assist in there with you and put it on the schedule. Okay. Let's focus on project flow.
Yep. Accountability to the routine that's going to make your internal projects flow smoothly.
Yeah. Now, of course, everyone knows that this varies based off of where you are in your business. I'm going to do it for the common, I feel like, designer out there struggling to go from themselves to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
And delegating is hard. Figuring out what to offload is hard. Taking everything out of your brain space and creating organization so someone can understand what's going on up there is hard.
Giving trust is hard.
Hard. And creating processes and systems, hard. What does that mean? Simply, I usually recommend a meeting at least 2 times a week. What this meeting flow looks like is a delegation and task management workflow. On a Monday, you should have time blocked on your schedule to manage all the to-dos and get them organized by project. That looks different all over the place and has enhancements. We're not going to go into it, but on a very simple level, you have every single project mapped out and every single to-do in order of priority that needs to happen. You then go on to a delegation call and an overview of what you need support on, what you need accountability on to check in on, and also list that in order of priority so they're working in correct order. A lot of people in this stage of jumping into delegation are already underwater. You're already struggling to keep up. That's why you know you need support. It's a hard time to bring someone in. So don't judge yourself when your communication may be poor with your assistant throughout the day because you're drowning in client work. And that's why we need a Wednesday meeting. So Wednesday is there to show up on a call, see progress. Progress should be made after you have that early Monday meeting. Assistant makes progress. Tuesday, they continue on progress. Of course, you're communicating through them without the week. Wednesday comes and it's okay if you didn't respond back or give them feedback because that's what Wednesday's for. Put your eyes on it. Coach them. Provide feedback. Make enhancements to your written systems, which we'll get into as another recurring system.
Reprioritize the to-dos based on the changes that have happened over the course of the last 2 days because that happens. That's okay. We're built for it. We know where we're reconnecting, realigning, reprioritizing, keeping things moving.
Yep. And so that's it. And then you have the rest of Wednesday to work in order priority, Thursday and Friday. Very simple, 2 meeting cadence a week in some variation of that.
Yep.
The meetings in the beginning are going to be longer winded because there isn't a structure. You have to create structure as you get going. The more you structure and streamline your reports, the more technology you have to keep you organized, the faster these meetings run.
The more you trust your assistant that they really know what's going on. When you have a new assistant, you're extra dictating everything. These are your existing clients and your existing projects that you're getting them into and involved in. As you build the trust, as this relationship goes on, as your assistant has been with you from the start of the project, that Monday preparation time of what are all the to-dos, what's on the calendar, what's coming up the pipeline, that doesn't have to be you anymore. Now you're approving the priorities. You're agreeing with the list. But you got to leave time in the beginning to still be the leader. And then someone can help you stay accountable as that becomes more and more successful.
Yeah. So at minimum, if you don't have an assistant, Monday, you should have a block on your calendar, regardless for getting yourself organized, projects and ordering priorities. You are going to put assistants on. That's another 2 meetings at minimum you should have recurring a week. Your team is larger. You might have more meetings broken up by leaders. There might be a procurement meeting. There might be a design meeting.
I also think some people might be like, huh, I have to be at my desk for a meeting. Okay, we can also make a phone call work. You're always on the move. You know how your consultations tend to fall in a given week. Put it in your travel time. Make it work for you. If you're starting to feel yourself in this conversation going, but, hold up. We can iterate and make it work for what's going to work for you long term.
Yeah. It is the no excuses. If you're listening and you're challenging it, all the things that you want out of your business, you might not get there. That's just the truth. If you've been in the cycle for 12 years and you still haven't gotten yourself to the point where you want to be, then we do have to point the finger and say, it is me and I need to create a strategy, lock into a plan and a routine and make no excuses for myself to show up for it. And if I fall off, I need to adjust the plan. For your team, you're working towards helping them lead the call and it takes time. You cannot judge that pace. If you know me, you know I'm a very long-winded creature. I love to chat. I love to overshare, overcoach, go into all the details that you probably don't need to know on that call. Just this week, by creating a new cadence of leadership meetings with a new wireframe structure where the reports for some individuals are like 80% done, and I converted these meetings into you lead and I provide feedback as opposed to I'm leading, because that's just the point where we're at. I've coached it. We've created things. Now I want you to lead. Shockingly, me and Samantha had 15 minutes left of a call after I've been out for 3 weeks. What? Both of us were like, okay. She's like, I guess I can start working on these reports right now. I was like, yes, nailed it. That's what we're looking for. So no judgment. That took years to get there. So it's all about commitment to the routine and making consistent effort to get to where you want to go. Don't judge the pace of this thing because you'll be disappointed every time. It's not going to be this instantaneous thing. You just need to show up on a Monday, be organized, start from top-down project list. These are the priorities. End that meeting summarizing. So this is what you're going to be working on in order of this priority. And I expect to, at minimum, see these things complete for our Wednesday call. Yeah? Yeah. Move on. Rinse, repeat, provide feedback on that Wednesday, and push and reprioritize new to-dos and move on. So you've got your meeting schedule.
That's that weekly routine that we're talking about inside the internal projects as well. And this can be monthly. This can be maybe by project as you close out. But go back, refresh your memory. Were there any points of the project that became a little bit of a bottleneck? Are there any parts that you wish had gone slightly differently? Client feedback about a particular area that you're like, okay, we definitely want to change that or fix that for next time. And iterating your process or working with your assistant to find those solutions, making sure you're listening to that feedback and implementing that. That might not be on the calendar monthly, but more so in a particular phase of the closeout of the project. But that's another thing that you need to stay accountable to so that you're always living by your process and making it better each and every time.
Well, that's an aspect of the business foundation that we're going to get into that does need to be a weekly recurring system.
Totally.
So working on your processes and documentation, we'll get into that. There's a couple more heavy recurring to-dos, especially some of them aren't relative to you as the owner. Some of these are going to be relative to your supporting staff to ensure that expectations are in alignment and you know what's going on. Email management has a lot of things tied to it. Email management isn't just possibly the management of your inbox, helping you clear the junk, prep responses, make sure those closeouts go out and all those things. It's the administrator's email that has to have a recurring system to it. Because a lot of people are having fractional support. They only have assistants maybe for 5 to 20 hours a week with a varying degree of support from a varying quantity of people, right? All of these variables on the table. But we need to be scheduling email management on the assistant's behalf. So does that look like once daily, twice daily? And this way, you know response time. That also triggers as-needed tasks. So we don't set as-needed tasks such as sourcing, presentation, boards, pricing, invoicing, placing orders, right? Those are all as-needed. But the email triggers as-needed tasks to update the tracking report. You got pricing from the vendor. Go input that into the estimate. So we're only scheduling 15-minute blocks of get yourself into the email, go through the emails. If there's not a lot going on in the company, that 15 minutes might accommodate updating the tracking report and adding pricing to a spreadsheet all in that same 15 minutes. Or if you're high volume in the email, that 15 minutes allows them to organize, respond, and create a to-do list that then generates their as-needed tasks. So email management is commonly being set for assistance 15 minutes a day or twice daily, 30 minutes a day. So anywhere from that 1 to 2.5 hours weekly is email management on top of that.
Yeah.
Are you an interior designer with a burning question or a business challenge you just can't crack? We want to hear from you. You can now leave us a voicemail with your question at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the show notes of this episode for a direct link.
No question is too big or too small. Whether it's about your clients, business growth, or the creative process, your question could be featured on an upcoming episode and you'll get real actionable advice. Plus, you'll be entered to win a free one-on-one strategy session.
So don't be shy, hit that voicemail link, share what's on your mind, and let's tackle it together. We can't wait to hear from you.
And I just want to put a reminder out that, you know, these routines are meant to enhance what you've been able to do alone thus far. So like we had a client, I'm like, okay, well, what do you want your response time that your company can commit to be? And I got kind of a waffly answer. Well, it's always different. Or sometimes I'm out. And it's like, okay, yes, I hear you. And also, this is an enhancement in your ideal vision of your client experience and your company systems. What are we staying accountable to? That's what your assistant team is here for. Let's schedule it out that way. So that's not a when I can ... anymore. That's a this is how this functions. This is how this works. This is what you can expect from us. And imagine if that was able to really run. You can stand by that. You can feel confident and trust that. And it doesn't fall to you anymore. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Make no excuses. Hold yourself accountable. You will grow this year. You want to grow. You want to bring in more leads, make more money, be able to delegate to staff. It all comes down to you first locking in and making a commitment to yourself, to your routine. And if you have to pay for the accountability and the support to get you there, that's what you do. It will pay itself back. It's the best investment you will make to yourself. And people need varying degrees of accountability, and that's okay. That is totally okay. So some other recurring weekly things to think about scheduling into your week would be reports. Tracking reports are a big one. Retainer management reports are another one to see where your projects are at and where they stand. I would say those are your top two. And then eventually when you get yourself to the point where you're very scheduled and estimating hours of to-dos, you'll be looking at capacity and projections.
Projections.
Yeah, and projections of where hours are at, what team support you have, how much more support you can take on, or start creating some realistic expectations for clients on project start dates and things like that. So those are some recurring systems for keeping your project flowing. It's not that crazy. My recommendation goes on the calendar. You block your time. If you want a report and that thing doesn't exist yet, you have an hour to update a report, or your assistant has an hour to update reports. They use that hour to create those reports in the first few weeks of getting going. And by week three, your report is going and you start locking things in. Great.
I can hear some designers already, but my availability will look different. But then it is different because this is an hour you need to spend that you've said you're going to stay accountable to. Let those little butts, like, acknowledge them, challenge them, and let it pass.
If you really need, you want to commit, but you need that level of flexibility, I might disagree, but here's the solve around that. Every single week on a Monday, it's my assistant's recurring to do to get on a call with me, to schedule out all of the things I need to do to hold myself accountable and ensure they're on my schedule. What falls short and what never gets consistent on the schedule, I am a culprit of it. Now I've changed that this year in terms of affiliate partnerships and networking and connecting. Made excuses. We have enough designers we talk to. I don't need to be making these partnerships. We have enough work. We're too busy. Wrong answer. Wrong answer to myself, and wrong answer if you're saying that to yourself. You always want to be building pipeline. That is the reason. If there's ever a slowdown in your business, you're the reason. Sorry. That's the answer. You're the problem. And if it's not happening now, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen in the future. And if you get to that point, I'm going to ask you, did you consistently network and build partnerships to continue to build a free outside sales force that is a lead generation to you and a passive business exchange? Everyone will tell me the same thing. They've gotten busy and they didn't, and all your things closed out at the same time. And now you're panicking because there's nothing in the pipeline. And now you're going to go guns blazing into this networking strategy that is a numbers game, a time game, a relationship building game, and it's not going to feel good.
You're behind the curve that you want to be.
Right. So that networking, right? Business foundation things that should be set recurring on your calendar. Reaching out to your possible business partnerships where you can generate and pass business with each other. You need support in what that looks like. Come work with us.
Yeah.
Another one. We talked about pipeline and projections and the financials, more layering into more of like the money, the data, what's going on with the company. That should be on routine check or combing through time logs, understanding what's happened throughout the week so that 12 months don't go by and you have an issue that you have to work backwards for. Some other foundational things, marketing.
Mm-hmm.
That could be weekly, that could be monthly. Has to be consistent. Evelyn, you can speak to that more in just terms of those basic consistent things that need to be happening for the presence.
Yeah, outside of your consistent strategic partnerships, outreach, and networking on your kind of digital marketing efforts, are you consistently creating content for SEO, whether that's a blog or additional web pages? Are you consistently sending out emails, whether that's a mass newsletter with your new project photography or whether that's to your very segmented list of what am I saying to all my existing builder connections this month? I want you in your Google Business profile, making sure that your hyperlocal SEO is moving forward. I want you on LinkedIn, making those connections that will then contribute to your networking and strategic partnerships. we can work backwards from how much time do I myself have to spend on that weekly basis on my marketing efforts. And I can literally create your to-dos for you that I want you scheduling. Maybe SEO, like, yeah, okay, I get it. And I can write a blog, but I just need you to do all my keyword research, get an SEO schedule together, give me all my topics and titles that I'm working from so that when I sit down, it's specified and I know exactly what I'm doing. It can look different for every designer. Again, we're making this routine work for you. But if none of this is in the routine of what you're accountable to right now, I would love to talk to you about how we can do better this year.
Yeah. Your routine will equal your success. It is easier said than done. We know that. You've got to create the routine and not make excuses. Work around the excuses. Solve the excuses. That's how businesses grow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the biggest leaders are the ones who can solve around how to make something work.
Yeah.
So routine, consistency, and if you can't and it's never worked, then you need to pay for the accountability. And even if you're not ready for an assistant, layering in someone 1 to 2 hours a week to give you the accountability to first start with your routine will grow your business, will generate more partnerships, will bring in more business, will help you find more of a need to have an assistant. And if you are already underwater and you are needing that assistance, then you need to blend that routine in and lock it with the assistants. That's what makes us very strong in our onboarding process, is that our technology allows us to program the routine we create together on the call for your assistant so that when they log in daily, that recurring to-do is automatically on their dashboard.
Yeah.
So that's what makes us strong as a team, is we have a very, very high level of accountability, because we're not just giving you that human. We are all on the same page of what that routine needs to be. Then if we're checking in, depending on what tier of program you're in, we're either checking in and meeting with that assistant weekly. Are you following the strategy? If not, we're going to reach out to you and help you adjust, or bi-weekly. So you have that extra layer of high level.
You're not the only leader anymore.
Yeah, we also have it going on daily, because our operations officer, if they don't complete their to-do list for the day and they clock out, we get that email. So it's also the very high level of holding our assistants accountable, helping them hold you accountable. And if you're falling short, there's a reporting system or an executive is going to reach out to you and help you adjust with no judgment. It was a goal for you. That tracking report and system has not changed for you. I know that. But whatever the initial strategy is, it's not working. So let's get on a call. Let's adjust it, adapt it. Let's keep making progress. And do not judge yourself for the time and space it's going to take you to get there. Let's all make 2026 a no excuses year. I want to create a cohort of this, because I know that if you do this for yourself, and let's not forget yourself in the equation. We talked about that on a previous podcast, making sure that you have balance. Your routine is business, self, relationships.
Yeah, that's what will make all of this sustainable. You could put all of this on the calendar and be burned out so quickly if the only thing you're staying accountable to is the business. So go back and review that new year, new routine episode if you need to remind yourself how important it is to put equal focus on you, yourself as an individual, and the people that you love and appreciate around you. But also, let's give ourselves credit for good, better, best. We're talking now about how we want to move you towards the best way to implement these routines. Of course, we want that for you. But if you're like, well, I do post to my social media once a week. Do I know what my messaging is? Do I feel it's strategic? Do I know who I'm posting to? But I get on and I post once a week. Hey, that's good. That's a routine that you're staying accountable to. Now let's make it better. And then eventually let's make it the best social media post or posting strategy or cadence that we could ever put together for you. But give yourself credit for being on the board for these things that you have thought of and you are doing intentionally. And then one of the last things that we want, routine on your calendar consistently, week over week, to be working on is your business system of procedures. We've done multiple episodes on this. I don't think this is where we get in the weeds to that. But if we're going to go through and mention this checklist of the things that we are saying, do not allow yourself to miss this. The system of procedures definitely goes there.
If you're delegating and not documenting, you're failing. Sorry, that's just what it is.
Ooh,
You might not be failing right now, but it will come. And when it comes, it does not feel good. I promise you that because I've been there. Take it from us. Yes. So again, small 1 hour a week initiatives. And it's all about strategy. Create the strategy. Walk backwards. There's 87,000 ways to say building the rings on your ladder. It's all just about this is what I want things to look like. Now, schedule and start time blocking and just start walking towards the initiatives. That's it. Just start walking, because if you're already underwater, get over the fact that you're not going to get all of this at once. That's okay. We're committing to a routine to work on these things. Eventually, that's going to turn into a machine that works for you. Eventually, effort, consistency will reward you. It will be the best investment you made to yourself and to your business, and in turn, to your relationships. Because when all that lives in harmony, life doesn't have this
high frequency.
We say high frequency. I don't even think it describes it enough. This feeling that vibrates throughout every single minute of your day in building a business. And finally, I feel like I don't have that, which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Finally feel like I do not have that, but just recently left me.
Yeah.
So it's still very fresh.
And you're always only like one problem away from feeling that again, because you're an entrepreneur. You're going to get to that. Like, I want to solve this challenge. I want to create this solution, but it'll feel targeted and you'll know when in your week you're scheduled to work on that. And it won't just ripple out through every moment of your day.
Yeah. It took a decade though. It took a decade for me to get that feeling away from me. Hopefully I can shorten that curve for people eventually, hopefully. It took a decade. And now I do feel like there is really no critical problem. All of these problems and critical and huge things have happened already. They start to feel different. And that's just time, consistency, effort, working through it. The routine helps you get through those really high frequency critical moments. And time and frequency of going through critical moments makes you realize there really is no such thing as an emergency in interior design. You just start to learn, and you have leaders who can delegate, leaders who can communicate, or assistants that can help chime in and have your back. If you're worried about money and asking for more money, do it through an assistance lens and then jump in as that manager. So many, many, many solved around anything that's going on. You need support, you come to us. That's what we're here for. Even if you just need help establishing the routine, you need the assistance. This is a part of our assistant onboarding process, so it's non-negotiable.
Yep.
We make you have these strong commitments so that both you and your assistant can crush it throughout the year.
Amen to that. So if you are thinking, crushing it, yes, that's what I'm looking to do, please take this as your sign to go look at your calendar, think through these routines that we just outlined for you. Think of the other ones specific to you and your business and what you want and what your goals are that you also want to stay accountable to. Or come to us. Let's talk out those goals and create the routines together. That's what we're here for. And then let's all crush it together this year and beyond.
Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. If there's one thing we hope you take away from this conversation, it's that routines aren't optional. They're the foundation of a thriving business. Whether it's that daily closeout call to manage your inbox and time logs, or those weekly Monday and Wednesday meetings to keep your projects flowing, committing to these routines is what's going to move you from overwhelmed to in control.
And remember, this is not about perfection. It's about showing up consistently for yourself and making no excuses. If you've been stuck in the same cycle for years, waiting for things to just magically get easier, it's time to look in the mirror and say, I need a routine and I need accountability to stick to it. Start with one thing and treat it like the non-negotiable that it is.
So here's your challenge for 2026. Pick two or three new routines out of what we've talked about today. Whether that's project management meetings, email management, networking outreach, financial reviews, or working on your systems of procedure, schedule them on your calendar right now. And if you're already thinking of all the reasons why this won't work for you, just stop. Solve the problem. Do not let another year go by without committing to the routine that's going to change everything.
And if you need help creating that routine, holding yourself accountable to it, or finding the right assist and support to make it actually work, we've got you. This is literally what we do in our assistant onboarding process. We help you build the routine, implement the strategies, and layer in the accountability so that it actually sticks this time. Whether you need 2 hours a week or 20, we can customize the support that works for your life and your business.
Don't forget, you can also schedule time to work on your business systems of procedure. If you're delegating without documenting, you're setting yourself up to fail, and it might not happen today, but it will catch up with you. So block out that hour every week to build out those processes. Future you will thank you.
And if you'd like to talk through your own business routines, get support with accountability, or just explore how our fractional assistant model can help you finally lock into these systems that will grow your business, you can schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the link in the show notes.
You can also leave us an anonymous voice note with your questions at fordesignerbusiness.com or in the show notes for this episode. We'd love to hear from you, and your questions just might be featured on a future episode.
Thank you so much for joining us today on For Designer Business. We believe in you, and we really want 2026 to be the year you stop making excuses and start making real progress. So let's do this together, one routine, system, and meeting at a time.
Make no excuses, stay committed, and watch what happens when you finally show up for yourself and your business. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.